Vanellope smiled.
Aw, thanks, pal.
Ralph punched the ball with his giant fist and it flew through the goalposts. Home run, he cheered. Then he turned to Vanellope. Let's go watch the sunrise. As the sun began to peek over the horizon behind Litwax, Vanellope and Ralph sat in Game Central Station, watching its light through an open socket, just like they did every morning.
So you're saying there's not one single solitary thing about your life that you would change?
Asked Vanellope, still thinking about what Ralph had said on the football field. Not one. It's flawless, answered Ralph. Think about it. You and me get to goof off all night long. Litwax shows up, we go to work, the arcade closes, then we get to do it all over again. Only thing I might do different in that scenario would be not having to go to work. Other than that, I wouldn't change a thing. Just then, the outside light disappeared. Hey, where'd our sunrise go?
Beep, beep, beep,
a loud alarm blared. Litwack had just plugged something into the last remaining outlet in the power strip close to where Ralph and Vanellope sat. Vanellope gasped.
That's the plug-in alert. Let's go see what it is.
Chapter 2. Inside the arcade, Mr. Litwack stretched awkwardly as he bent to plug a new cord into the power strip. A burst of excitement rushed through Game Central Station as the video game characters began to chatter. Everyone was eager to see what the new game was. They all dashed toward the plug to try to catch a glimpse.
Hey, Felix, Calhoun, what do we got getting plugged in here? Ralph asked.
Well, Sonic thinks it's going to be a new pinball machine, Felix said.
Then he turned to Calhoun.
What do you think, Lady Love?
I bet you a shiny nickel it's a photo booth,
Calhoun replied.
Please be a racing game, please be a racing game, chanted Vanellope.
Everyone watched as the marquee above the plug finally lit up. Wi-Fi. Ralph read the word aloud.
Wifi, wifey.
A hedgehog from a video game smiled at Ralph. It's actually pronounced Wi-Fi, Ralph, he said.
I know, Ralph said defensively.
And Wi-Fi is the internet, continued the kind hedgehog, which I've heard is an online community where human beings go to shop and play games and socialize. It's said to be a wondrous, miraculous place.
Fun,
Vanellope said. Surge Protector stepped up with a stern look on his face, capturing everyone's attention.
Oh no, it is not. That sign right there says Wi-Fi. What it should say is Di-Fi.
Surge paused, waiting for the crowd to laugh, but everyone was silent.
Take the joke, guys, he said. But really, the internet is nothing to laugh at. It is new and it is different, therefore we should fear it. So keep out and get to work. The arcade's about to open.
Vanellope and Ralph lingered a bit as the crowd dispersed.
Figures,
Vanellope said with a sigh.
We finally get something new plugged in and we're not even allowed to go there.
Totally not fair, said Ralph.
A new racing game would have been cool,
she said with a shrug.
Something wrong with your game? Asked Ralph.
No, said Vanellope. It's just every bonus level's been unlocked. I know every shortcut. I'd kill for a new track.
New track? Said Ralph. You've already got three options.
Yeah, I know, but don't you ever wish something new and different would happen in your game?
No,
he answered immediately. He didn't even have to think about it.
Well, agree to disagree,
said Vanellope.
I don't want to disagree, said Ralph.
No, it's just something you say to end an argument.
We're arguing? I don't want to argue.
Relax, relax. You're making it worse. Go to work. I'll see you tonight, dung merchant,
said Vanellope, turning away.
All right, said Ralph.
They both walked off toward their games, but then Ralph looked back, thinking about what Vanellope had said.
She wants a new track? She'll get a new track.
Ralph smiled as a great plan fell right into his brain. He knew just what to do. Chapter 3. Later that day, a girl named Swati and her friends were playing in the arcade at Litwax. Swati put a few quarters into Sugar Rush and